Welcome to Crackers and Milk Podcast. This is your host, David. I am joined by Jake and Ryan.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Jake. Today, we are actually going to be talking about the A-Team.
Dun, 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 dun. I was going to do it during your...
Oh, you're going to do it while I do the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The A-Team, it came out in June 3rd, 2010. Here is the synopsis. A man who loves when a plan comes together, John Hannibal Smith, Liam Neeson, leads a close-knit team of elite operatives framed for a terrible crime. Smith and his men go rogue, using their special talents to clear their names and find their proprietor, hot on their trail is Chris Sosa, Bill, who was once involved with a member of Smith's team and has sworn to capture them no matter what it takes. Great job, Ryan. Great job. So it came out in June. So the money part, they did 110. They made 172, right?
117. Oh. So not a lot.
Not at all. So the competition. So A-Team came out in June 11th. And then June 3rd, Prince of Persia, A-Team, and then you have Karate Kid, Jonah Hex, Toy Story 3, Night and Day, Grown Ups, then The Last Airbender, Despicable Me, Predators, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Inception, Ramona and Bezos, and then Dinner for Schmucks, and the one in August that I thought was okay was The Other Guys. That came out August 6th.
That wasn't a big movie, though.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, but...
It was funny, but it wasn't a big movie. Yeah.
And so the top 10 of that year, like, is Toy Story 3, Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter 7, Part 1, Inception, Despicable Me, How to Train Your Dragon, Shrek 4... Well, Shrek 4 was a little bit above Twilight 2 or 3, I can't remember, 1, and then Iron Man 2 and Tangled. Man, I don't know. Okay, and then the director, Joe Carnahan?
Joe Mama?
He did the Smokin' Aces 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
And then he did Death Wish, Pride and Glory, and Narc. I have no idea what those... Like, I know Smokin' Aces 1 and 2, mm-hmm. But...
Those are fun movies.
Death Wish, I was okay, but I didn't know anything about Pride and Glory, and then Narc.
Yeah.
Don't know. And then the stars are Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Jessica Biel, Quentin Rampage Jackson, Charlotte Copley, and Patrick Wilson. Those were the main people. Yeah, Quentin Rampage.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't I say
Quentin I'm not Rampage? Sure you did. If you did, sorry.
Yeah, I did.
That was a thing.
So, some of the music... There's this one part where they were getting the plates back and Baracus was standing across and he shot. And like that music reminded me so much of Batman like 2 and 3. It was like, oh my gosh, they just stole that. They just stole that from it.
Why not?
Just a little bit. Yeah, no.
If it works.
It was good. It was good. Okay.
I think they're kind of going off of... You know, trying to go off of the Middle East stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get. When the Cold War was happening, they did a lot of Russian... Mm-hmm. Russians were the bad guys kind of movies. And,
yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they could have just done something a little different.
Yeah. I can see that. I think because of the time when 2010, we were still in Afghanistan and all that stuff. So,
Now we're still in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit more. It was probably a bit more prevalent at that time. Yeah. I don't know though. I don't know why they chose it to be there.
Because I want to say, in the TV show, they were.
Oh, they were based in Los Angeles.
What was the war in the 60s? Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I thought, that was interesting. Yeah,
but they were, that's the whole premise of the TV series, is that they were kind of guns for hire.
They were framed.
Right. And... Right. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of like a, I don't know, you don't know them. You know,
but if you know how to find them,
right, yeah,
they will help you.
Yeah.
But if they ever got in trouble, the government would be like, oh, we don't know who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, listen, I grew up on the A-Team. That was my...
Okay.
I would watch this with my dad religiously.
Did they ever address the backstory? Of why, what they did in the TV series?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that... TV series went for a while, and yeah, there's a few things that they discussed. I loved every character in the TV series and the actors.
Yeah.
Like we talked before we started recording, I was huge into Mr. T.
Yeah.
And so watching the movie, I was a bit disappointed.
Didn't meet any expectations.
No. No, and I think it's just because of just how much I was into the A-Team.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Like, watching the TV series, some of it, recently, and then watching the A-Team, I thought the movie was way too serious.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that bothered me.
Yeah.
That bothered me enough.
The TV series was serious enough, but it was very lighthearted and very, very silly.
Mm-hmm.
And in parts, but then they did get down to it being a bit serious at points, but for the most part, every character was somewhat of a comic relief. Even Face was at times
in the TV series or this movie,
the TV series.
Right.
And you just had, I think they were just trying to make it too cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had Bradley Cooper. His roles, he's got some comedic roles, but they're more of, he's more of like a good looking, cool guy.
Oh yeah.
And then, Liam Neeson.
Oh yeah.
You know, he does, I think he does a fine job in anything he does, but.
I was expecting the whole movie. I got a certain set of skills. Him saying, I got a certain set of skills.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. I want to say this came out before that.
It might have. I don't know. That's,
probably. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the cast so much. I think they're just trying to get the cool factor going.
I did like.
I don't know who else they could have gotten.
I do like the crazy guy, the crazy pilot. That guy was like, it seemed he fit the crazy, other crazy guy at the beginning, in the TV series.
Right.
Yeah.
Well. I think I'm standing on an island here by myself. I really liked the movie. I went in with zero expectations. Yeah. In fact, I didn't go and see it in the theater because it looked utterly ridiculous. And I watched it, and I loved it.
Yeah, I could see that, Jake.
Yeah.
But like,
and people out there, I don't like every movie. It's just the movies we've been talking about I like.
Like, thinking... You have Starsky and Hutch with Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller, where it was silly.
Mm-hmm.
That one was really silly.
That was a fun movie.
That was a fun movie. This one could have been just silly and fun all at the same time, where it'd be like, okay, this is just have a little bit more humor to me.
Like you see, to me, it had plenty of humor in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that the whole story, how they all meet and come together.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the movie, that was hilarious.
Okay.
The face is rolling down a hill and a bunch of tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good funny parts.
I mean, The air conditioner falls on BA's van.
Why does he love that thing so much?
You fool, you. You shouldn't have parked there. There's no parking there.
You fool.
And then just the whole action of the two helicopters, you know, the one chasing the other, and how we.
There's some pretty good action sequences. I like the action sequences for sure.
And then, I don't know. I just liked it.
I enjoyed the when they were in Afghanistan later, where they were talking about secret sauce on meat, and he's like, "Don't put antifreeze on it." And he's like, "My face was like."
No, they were in Iraq.
Yeah, right. Well, wherever they were, like he was cooking them. He's like, "Do you want secret sauce?" And he's like, "No, you guys are crazy." With that, I thought that was kind of funny.
I wouldn't say that I hated it.
Yeah,
it just you went in with expectations and it didn't meet them.
I had a lot of nostalgia with that name.
My problem is watching it over and over again. That was my problem.
I think it's a one timer.
Yeah, like you watch it once in a while. Yeah. Like you watch it like every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say once every 5 years is probably. I'll probably watch it again before I turn it back into the library because Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore. But
that's what I call the SeaWorld effect.
The SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I understand completely.
I could go to Disneyland. I could probably go there every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. SeaWorld? I gotta have a 5 year break.
It, even when you're in the park, you see one aquatic mammal jump out of the water. You've seen them all jump out of the water.
They're not singing "Thanks for all the fish" yet.
No, they not one dolphin sang that.
So the dolphin show was great.
Yeah.
But Shamu jumps out of the water too. That's what they're doing. They're just both jumping out of the water. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, is that all that's there?
Well,
I've
no.
I've never been there.
There's a pretty cool sea lion.
It's a zoo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a zoo.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. But it's, I mean.
With trained animals. So it's a zoo and a circus all in one.
Yeah.
Because that, so my opinion of the zoo, as far as the reptile house, you've seen one snake in a box, you've seen them all. It's the same with SeaWorld. You see one aquatic mammal jump out of the water, you've seen them all jump out of the water.
Yeah.
Basically, if you go to SeaWorld, you buy an admission ticket. All you got to do is pay $10 more to get a season pass.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not much at all.
No. And even the day pass isn't expensive, but that's how I feel about this movie is man, too much is too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was prepared for the ridiculousness of it. I mean, in the trailer, it showed, you know, Bradley Cooper's character. They're in that tank with the parachutes and he goes out and he's shooting the, I didn't know what they were at the time, but they're drones. And I was like, oh man, I'm not watching this. That looks so stupid. But I don't know. Maybe it is this time of my life. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought Bradley Cooper brought the right coolness to face.
Okay.
And Rampage brought the, you know, they're not, you know, the original actors by any sense of the means, but they did a good job.
Yeah.
And Liam Neeson as Hannibal Smith, I enjoyed.
Yeah. I liked Liam Neeson as Hannibal Smith until I watched the TV series. Because, like, a lot of the TV series, Hannibal Smith does disguises. But then at the same time, I had to remind myself, like, wait. They're doing background story right now. Mm-hmm. They're doing, okay, how did they meet?
Let's make it
plausible. How did they meet and how, like, why would people join this and why would people do it? And so, yeah, like, I had to kind of remind myself at times of that. Like, the whole Ranger meeting, I thought that was interesting. It was, I don't know, like, Liam Neeson meeting him on the road. I did, like, how fast it was, and it's Mexico, so I don't know.
And you know, something struck me when you were talking there. It's when I feel that when they're trying to start a trilogy or whatever, a movie series, I feel like when they come out with the first movie, they try so hard to just focus on the backstories.
Yeah.
And the origins. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think when they go into a movie not expecting a sequel to come out of it, I feel that the movie's a little better. It's a little more raw.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Because we've been talking about these movies that were supposed to start.
Yeah.
Franchises.
And I think a lot of them miss that.
Yeah.
They try so hard to start off with backstories and stuff instead of just getting a little bit of the characters into the characters a little bit and then just going with the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like you look at Ocean's 11. Like, I remember somebody showing that to me and I was blown away. Like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Where there was a little back, but it was just like, okay, let's get into it.
Right.
Let's go. There wasn't
too much. Well, I kind of felt that's what they did in this movie, but.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really explain why two U.S. Rangers are in Mexico by themselves with no support.
Yeah.
So it never doesn't explain that, why they're down there trying to take out that corrupt colonel.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a movie, so it doesn't matter.
True. It doesn't matter.
It's for entertainment, and I get that side of it, but I think also that it comes from, you know, the TV series that I grew up with. And so I think that's a problem I probably ran into, is the expectations I had of each character, and then just not really just watching the movie.
Yeah.
I understand. You see, to me, I was just watching a movie because I didn't watch the TV show when I was a kid. Now, I know they recently redid Magnum P.I., new TV series, but if they would have done a movie, I probably would have gone with the same kind of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that a bunch too, Magnum P.I.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a movie could have been rough, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think when I was, it's a TV series when I was young that I was really influenced by it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're influenced by something, you have a certain mindset about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at a young age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would get that.
I mean, just like the G.I. Joe cartoon.
And then watching the G.I.
Joe movies.
Oh, that second movie was so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I knew somebody who didn't like the first one because it's like G.I. Joe does not need a suit. That's the problem. That was his problem with it. Just didn't like the suit part of G.I. Joe 1.
That's interesting. That's what his problem with that was.
That was his problem. I don't know. Okay, now with Boss Hannibal, or Hannibal being the boss, and then Face. That was the part where it was like, I just didn't, like, Liam Neeson was the boss, you know, for the few times that you got the smarts, but then that last one, it was like, okay, it's Face.
Mm-hmm.
This is Face's mission. And that one was a little bit more difficult for me to kind of swallow because it's like, well, isn't Hannibal making all the plans?
And he loves it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think they were going to like turn that over to more Bradley Cooper if they did that second one more?
No,
I wouldn't have. It wouldn't have been that way.
Nope. I think it was just kind of a dumb twist.
That Bradley did it.
Because they...
Yeah.
What they say is that they knew Hannibal and what Hannibal would do.
Yeah.
So they went with Face to try and throw him off.
Yeah.
Oh. They said that in the ship sequence?
I think they implied it.
Yeah.
Oh.
More of an implication than a...
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like very much. It's Hannibal. It's always Hannibal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That part was like really tough for me to, or it was hard for me to swallow at times with that part. Because, like, Hannibal did the first, you know, did that first plan with saving him from Mexico. Then he did the second one with getting the plates.
Yeah.
And then he also does the other next one of getting back the plates.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, it was just like, oh, hey, yeah, let Face do this. It's like, what?
I kind of get it in the sense, you know, like Hannibal, they kind of know what he's probably going to do.
Yeah.
And just, you know, to mix it, you know, to make sure that the plan does work.
Yeah.
You know, why not let Face plan it out? But I don't know. Not my jam.
And maybe that shows you why the plan kind of got messed up.
Yeah.
Because
Face did it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that where they threw the grenade, not the grenade, but the
rocket launcher, and
yeah,
the ship starts sinking.
And everything comes falling down.
And B.A. breaks his vow of kills the guy.
He reveals his mohawk. What's up, guys? I'm
going to kill him. Yes. There are some good parts in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I like when they escape from prison, how they escape from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that part where, like, he's like, oh, Hannibal is starting to tell a joke. Like, the guy just falls. I'm like, oh, he falls face first.
Yeah. And then, you know, Face is like, I was going to be released. And harken back to, you know, oh, brother, where art thou? I only had 2 weeks left.
That's a great movie.
And then he put, like, Hannibal taking him out. And then I did like the breakout of Baracus.
Yeah.
Like, with the thing. And, like, how they're like, well, that... He's like, well, how did you know that door was going to take the weight? He's like, oh, I just knew because of this. And he's like, but we were doing that with a midget. He started laughing a little.
Midget jokes are funny.
And then the whole thing of him not liking flying.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. Yeah. The whole, like, that was a good gag the whole time.
Yeah.
And then
they had to dope him up.
Having the pilot, who the pilot is.
Yeah.
Add to it. Because their whole dynamic in the TV series is awesome.
Yeah.
Just the banter they had between each other. And that, I think that translated into the movie pretty decent.
I think they chose a great crazy guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that banter, like you said, that banter with Quentin, Rampage, and that guy was great. I felt that was a positive thing about the movie. Very positive about that movie.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And,
The actor for Murdoch,
mm-hmm,
is from District 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I love his acting. What was the other movie he was in? He was in
Elysium.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of, Elysium. And I think he was a great bad guy.
Wait. Elysium? Is that what Tom Cruise?
No.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Oh, okay. That one. I haven't seen that
one. But I like him as an actor. I think he's great.
Yeah.
He's from South Africa.
Yeah. You could kind of hear that, mm-hmm, in how he talked.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty tough accent to kind of get rid of.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well,
it's a pretty unique accent. Yeah. South African accent. But
Charlize Theron is probably the only one that, like, you would say, no way is she from there.
Right.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, even just talking now,
yeah,
she sounds pretty Americanized.
Oh, mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Them Americans.
America.
Just if you're listening out of state, out of Utah, we don't consider ourselves Americans. The United States of Mormons. I'm just joking.
No,
the United States of Latter-day Saints.
Of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Get it right, Ryan. Jeez. No, I think we said in a couple episodes ago that people don't know where Utah is or that it's even a state.
Yeah.
Is that in California? Is that in California?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, when we talked about the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know.
If somebody asked me, should I watch this movie? I'd say, yeah. Go ahead and watch the movie.
Would you say there's any stipulations to watching, like recommending the movie? Like, oh yeah, if you could turn your brain off, I'd recommend you watch it.
No, if you grew up on the TV series, don't watch it.
Or if you love the TV series,
yeah,
don't watch it.
Yeah,
because like you could grow up on it, and if you don't love the series, right, then it doesn't matter. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, you can still watch it, I guess. But I mean, just don't watch it 5 times in a week.
Did you guys do that?
Not this movie, no.
I watched it quite a bit, actually.
Man, all of these movies we talked about, I watch them once.
No, this one I watched over and over. Like, I wanted to watch all of these, and then I would break up and watch, like, other movies we have on our lists.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, I think I've broken these down, but then I rewatched them these last couple days so I could, like,
right,
remember. So it's like,
this movie I couldn't watch more than once, but like Guardians of the Galaxy, or not Guardians of the Galaxy, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I probably could watch that 3 times in a day.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a bit much, but
yeah,
I just love that movie.
Yeah.
I could watch this probably more than once every five years.
Yeah. Yeah. This one?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what? Like, once a year? Once a year?
I could seriously see myself watching this once a year.
Okay.
Because it was that enjoyable to me.
Yeah.
If I see it on the guide for cable or something, I'd skip over it. Even if I haven't seen it for a while. I'd go watch something else.
Yeah, like
cake decorating.
Preparing,
it's not a bad movie.
No, it's not a bad movie. Like other two movies that we were talking about and what we were doing is, what we were talking about is I was more willing to watch those than this one.
Yeah.
Like this one, I was a lot more hesitant to watch. So yeah, that's what I would say about this one. Like, I'd be more hesitant. I don't know if I'd recommend it to anybody. Like, I would do a stipulation. I'm like, I'm not going to let... I have to do a stipulation. If you could turn your brain off and just enjoy it, go ahead. Don't watch it 5 times in a row. Or don't watch it one day or watch it 5 days in a row. Just don't do that. But if you could watch it once, it's pretty fun. Bradley Cooper's pretty good. I like Liam Neeson. I like Rampage.
Yeah.
Like, my big question is, like, did Mr. T really love his van in the TV series, throughout the whole TV series?
Yeah.
Okay. Because some of it, like, I'd rather find out more backstory than
in the TV series. You'll get a lot of backstory in the TV series, for sure. Yeah. But
yeah.
That would, like... Yeah, this one kind of made me wonder about the backstory about it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that part about
it. It helps to have watched a lot of the TV series, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To know the characters a little better.
Would you say that you would recommend watching the TV series before watching the movie, or no?
I say no.
I haven't seen... I know of the A-Team series, but... I have never seen an episode of it, and I enjoyed the movie thoroughly. So,
would you go watching it now? Would you go back and watch the TV series if you had an opportunity?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. You got enough feel of A-Team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, back when they made the A-Team series,
so corny.
Well,
or like
seasons of a TV show was like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get 12 15 maybe.
Yeah.
But back then it was like a good 9 months worth of new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd have a 3-month break and then they'd go back to filming.
Yeah.
Yep.
And And so there's just a lot to watch.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly how many seasons there are. Four seasons of the 18?
Well, it was 83 through 87.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing four.
But in those years, there's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
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 No, so.
No, to me, there's some beloved 80s TV shows, but man, going back and watching stuff, it's hard for me.
Yeah.
Movies. I think movies are easy to go back and watch.
Movies, yes.
But TV series?
I love He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
I've ruined my nostalgia because it was on Netflix, and I watched the first episode, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. So bad. So, no. 80s TV shows? No. I'm not going back. And it has to be critically acclaimed, you know. As good that now as it was then.
What, you want to go back and see Alf?
There's a British comedy called Fawlty Towers that's still pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it was made back in the 80s.
What about Red Dwarf?
Oh, I love Red Dwarf.
Would you go back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I might have to now because I don't know, I was fairly older when I was when I first watched Red Dwarf, but the A team, I was young.
Yeah.
Really, really young.
Well, yeah.
It's something my dad did.
Really young, yeah.
It was something me and my dad did, so you know, I don't know how much I would
enjoy it.
Love it, but I think Red Dwarf is something I would definitely watch over and over again.
Because you watched it in your teenage years.
Yeah.
And I think that, like,
yeah,
it would be okay to go back and look at
that.
I mean,
your imagination's a little different when you're, you know, between 8 and 16.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think your idols are a little different between those two ages. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, when you're super young, B.A. Baracus is just...
It's awesome.
The man. Yeah. He's so strong and tough and...
So true.
You know, versus watching Red Dwarf as a teenager, you just...
Yeah.
Some of the dorky jokes. Okay. So, yes for Jacob.
On yes, this, definitely a sequel. I can envision a three-part, you know, a trilogy where... In the second movie, they take on the John Hamm Lynch.
Okay.
And then the final one, they finally clear their name by the end of the movie. And so, like...
Yeah.
The end of the story. Because I don't even think in the TV series they got the end of the story.
Would you hire the same cast, or would you do something different?
Definitely.
Definitely the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this movie when I didn't think I would.
No.
No, I wouldn't go watch it.
You wouldn't want to. You would never want a second one.
Not really. No, I don't. And I, if they did make a sequel, I think the same cast would be great. I think they did fine, but I probably wouldn't go watch it.
Okay, I can see that.
At least not in theater.
Yeah.
Redbox.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend
a lot of money.
$15 on that.
Go on a Tuesday.
It's true, $5.
Or you could always do a matinee if you got time.
Matinee.
Yeah, those are $5 too at certain places.
Certain places.
Not all, but certain.
And then you have to buy the popcorn and a drink. Yeah. And
well, you don't have to.
You have to.
For kids, you probably have to.
Well, there's nothing better than moving a popcorn.
Yeah, I agree.
And movie theater popcorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say I would watch it eventually. I'd be like, oh, we'll see it. I'll see it eventually, but. I would, like, if I had cable, I would wait until it came on and just watch it there and be like, okay, I'm cool.
I don't know, guys. They fly a tank. What's not to like?
Well, that was cool. I did like that sequence of flying the tank and the wife and the husband, like, oh, you're just cheating because you're throwing dynamite in, and then that happens, and she's kind of, she's like, oh. I don't know. I thought that was a little funny. Like, there were some, there's very redeemable parts in it, but like.
Overall, its sins.
Its sins
are not forgivable.
Yeah. For me, it's not. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well,
go watch it, people.
If you want to watch it, go and watch it. It's a good turn your brain off movie, I think. All right, so please subscribe, comment, rate, and tell us what you think of the A-Team, and if we agree.
I just want to say thanks to everybody for listening for the comments, and we really appreciate you downloading and listening to all of our episodes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
It's been a good journey so far. So, yeah. Keep listening. Hopefully you'll enjoy more. Hopefully we come with more stuff that you guys enjoy.
Let us entertain you.
Yes.
Let us make you smile.
And cry.
Oh, that's not the song lyrics.
Well, okay, yeah. I see what you're going with. I didn't catch that, sorry. I was just going with the Ender's Game episode where it got really deep.
I think way deep. If you listen to the Ender's Game episode and you listen to the Prince of Persia and then you listen to the A-Team episode, we get lighter in each episode.
We do. That Ender's Game was way too serious at times. But it's a good thing to ask, talk about, I think. But yeah. But anyways, leave a comment. Tell us what you thought of A-Team, what you would rate it. Did it exceed expectations, or was it below? Thank you so much for joining. Remember, make good choices, and have a great day. All right, bye.